You played off a little shy, but baby, your heart's stealing. And right here in this car, it's like you knew that smile's gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No more talking about the election in terms of days. It's time to talk about it in terms of hours. Tomorrow is the day for voters to cast their ballots. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz reminding voters in North Carolina.
You are ground zero of how this thing can be won right through here. Yeah. We win North Carolina, this thing's over. That's it.
Donald Trump telling voters in Georgia.
4 years of Kamala and Sleepy Joe have delivered nothing but economic hell for American workers.
78 million Americans have already cast their ballots, either voted early or voted by mail. He worked with everyone from Frank Sinatra to Michael Jackson, Ray Charles. Music producer Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. The King and Queen of Spain pelted with mud by angry people in a town in Valencia. More than 200 people killed in extreme flooding last week. 36 people killed when an overcrowded bus veered off the road and plunged into a gorge in northern India. This is ABC News. An FCC commissioner blasting NBC for Vice President Kamala Harris's surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. The Trump appointee calling it an effort to evade the equal time rule, and the network has responded.
Last night, NBC gave Trump this free 60-second ad during NASCAR coverage.
Kamala and her friends broke it. I'll fix it.
As for Harris, she appeared with SNL alum Maya Rudolph.
The American people want to stop the chaos and end the drama.
NBC has said it will comply with any regulatory obligations. SNL executive producer Lorne Michaels indicated just last month that neither candidate would appear on the show, citing concern about the FCC's equal time provision.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The FCC says commissioner's comments do not represent the agencies and it has not received a complaint from any interested party. Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek has announced that he has colorectal cancer. He's 47 years old. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Merthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Coming up this weekend, it's a make-and-take holiday porch pot party fundraiser at the Butcher and the Baker in Brantwood. You provide the container, and they will provide the decorations. There are three times available, beginning with Saturday, November 9th at 11 a.m., and then later the same day at 3 p.m., and then Sunday, November 10th at noon. The cost is $35, and there are limited class sizes, so be sure to sign up early. Pre-registration is required, and you can call Gail at 715-564-3152 or text 715-922-0324 to reserve your spot today. Once again, that's Saturday, November 9th at 11 a.m., and then later that day at 3 p.m., and then Sunday, November 10th at noon for a make-and-take holiday porch pot party fundraiser at the Butcher and the Baker in Brantwood. All proceeds will be benefiting Honduras Well Projects. Cattle shortages are affecting beef prices at local meat markets. Brittany Merlot has more.
Cattle shortages are affecting beef prices at meat markets. Geis Meat Market in Merrill has been dealing with a backlog of orders. Owner Andy Geis says customers would normally bring in 10 to 15 beef for harvest. Now they're only bringing in 7 or 8. So if you're looking to order a side of beef directly from them, you're going to have to wait until mid-January. And if you were hoping for the price of meat to start going down sometime soon, don't hold your breath. Geis says he suspects prices will keep rising with the wait because it takes a long time to replenish herds. A recent report from the Farm Bureau shows beef rates have hit a record high of over $8.15 per pound. It's impacting producers and consumers.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Lions in a game with heavy rain, 24-14 in favor of Detroit. Green Bay receivers dropping several passes. The Packers penalized 10 times for 67 yards. Matt LaFleur.
I was disappointed with the number of penalties and just self-inflicted wounds that we had, and you can't do that against a really good football team.
The Packers now 6-3 heading into the bye. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle at a loss for words after losing to the Iowa Hawkeyes 42-10.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. It's just the same kind of thing he said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better.
The Badgers fall to 5-4. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick and second baseman Bryce Terang each named Gold Glove winners. The team declined closer Devin Williams' option for next season, although he remains on the roster for now. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minneapolis is dedicated to serving you right. When Moose Chevrolet is the top quality service, they treat their customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for only $49.95. Plus, they're proud to support breast cancer awareness. Donate $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinneapolisCars.com. Enjoy convenient complimentary shuttle service and don't miss their great selection of vehicles, including new EVs in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm possible today. Our high 59 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, it is going to be cloudy with more rain likely and a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
98 Q Country. Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox. I wanna hear some Jones. My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear George Jones, cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Yeah, don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Thank you.
fancy evening dress. And with her windows rolled down and her hair blown all around, well, she's a hot southern mess. She'll take a beer over white wine, a campfire over candlelight. And when it comes to love, well, her idea of a romantic night is listening to old Alabama.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease, and when she walks in a room I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile like a grown man to his knees. See, I'm unhappy, it is, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. See, I'm unhappy, it is, I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. You know I've never been a
top they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people ask them why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them innards, it blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them innards, I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. It's when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of them idiots, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is. Guitar moaning the blues makes me want to throw back a case or two. They say honky-tonk heroes go to heaven and roll. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go. Cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Up to my soul, it sounds like the radio.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98 Q Country.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through.
You know me better than that. 98 Q Country, George Strait, and a Monday. How you doing? All right, we got those clocks set back, so everybody's on schedule today. We got November, we got the holidays looming, and we have Election Day tomorrow. It is the fourth day of November, and we're waking up to, 46. It's nice out there this morning. Let's see, a little bit of rain yet today, it looks like. High of 56 degrees. And today is described as areas of patchy fog. We're seeing that already this morning with cloudy skies and occasional showers. Those winds will be southwest at about 5 to 10 if you're out tromping through the woods today. So winds will not be much of a factor. Rain chances sitting at 60% today. And temperatures will be 40s and maybe some low 50s over the next week plus. So nothing crazy as far as temperatures go. So again, 56 is our forecasted high. Not a good weekend for Wisconsin sports fans, was it? Not a good weekend. Bucks are struggling. Badgers got whooped up on at Iowa. The Packers, The Lions are good. The Lions can make you look bad really fast if you don't make plays and you make a couple of mistakes here and there. They'll turn it on you real quick. The Lions are about as good as the Lions can be right now. Will that hold true for another 8-9 games and into the playoffs? Usually teams don't do this all year. So, I mean, the Lions are definitely I mean, I would mark them as the best team in football right now. But stuff happens. They're 7-1. You look at that division now. The Packers, the Lions are 7-1. The Vikings, after a win last night, Vikings did not look really very good last night, but they did win 6-2. Packers at 6-3 with a bye week this week, and then the Lions. You got to win a road game every now and then, and they got whooped up on pretty good by Arizona yesterday. So the Lions, or the Bears rather, are kind of who we thought they would be. You know, Caleb Williams is showing potential, but doesn't look like the team is ready to be, you know, kind of an elite-style playoff team. But they're right there. They're 4-4. I mean, right now in the NFC, 6-2 is a record you have to have to be in the playoffs. That's pretty. It's pretty high standard. If you're a 4, I think 4-4 is a couple of games out and is like the 8th seed. So you start taking a little bit of a peek at the playoff standings, and maybe the NFL playoff machine will get cranked up here pretty soon. So Packers, again, will take the day off. We'll take the week off. They need this. They need Jordan Love to get healthy, because part of Jordan Love's thing is that he can move around and he can make some plays running the ball, and he can't do that right now with the ankle and the groin and all that stuff. So I'm not saying it's all going to heal in 2 weeks, but the bye could not come at a better time. And then they go to Chicago when they come back that week of Sunday, November 17th. Yeah, you're at Chicago. You got the 49ers at home. Everybody says when the 49ers get healthy, they're really going to be elite. So, that's 3 weeks. It might be tough. And then Thanksgiving Day Eve, they got Miami at home. So it's coming up for the Pack. The record, I mean, if you look at the record, 6-3, you're like, hey, we're 6-3. We're all right. Yeah. We will talk a little bit about some weekend high school stuff going on. We had volleyball. We had football, cross country. So we'll chat about that. Our first peek comes up at the top of the hour in our 7 o'clock news and sports. Right now, twice an hour, we get you a little bit of national and some state news and sports. ABC gets that going for us now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No more talking about the election in terms of days. It's time to talk about it in terms of hours. Tomorrow is the day for voters to cast their ballots. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz reminding voters in North Carolina.
You are ground zero of how this thing can be won, right through here. Yeah. We win North Carolina, this thing's over. That's right.
Donald Trump telling voters in Georgia.
4 years of Kamala and Sleepy Joe have delivered nothing but economic hell for American workers.
78 million Americans have already cast their ballots, either voted early or voted by mail. He worked with everyone from Frank Sinatra to Michael Jackson and Ray Charles. Music producer Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. The King and Queen of Spain pelted with mud by angry people in a town in Valencia. More than 200 people killed in extreme flooding last week. 36 people killed when an overcrowded bus veered off the road and plunged into a gorge in northern India. This is ABC.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Santa Zells Foundation asked for your help to help them make a child's Christmas happier by participating with one of their giving trees. You can help them by selecting one or more tags from a tree, purchasing the desired items, and returning the purchases, wrapped or unwrapped, with the tag attached to any giving tree locations. The locations are in Park Falls at the Associated Bank, Forward Bank, North Lakes Community Clinic and True Value, in Fifield at Country Cafe, in Phillips at Dollar General and Prevail Bank, in Prentice at Dollar General, and in Butternut at Dollar General. Gifts are due by December 3rd. Once again, those locations are Park Falls, Associated Bank, Forward Bank, North Lakes Community Clinic and True Value, in Fifield at Country Cafe, in Phillips at Dollar General and Prevail Bank, in Prentice at Dollar General, and in Butternut at Dollar General. And once more, gifts are due by December 3rd. If you plan to wear apparel supporting your chosen political candidate to the polls this season, you may be asked to change. Lisa Hale has more.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and or campaign buttons. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
So if somebody does come in with some type of political hat or shirt or other display of a position on the ballot, they're going to be asked to not come in with that on to potentially change it.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Lions in a game with heavy rain, 24-14 in favor of Detroit. Green Bay receivers dropping several passes. The Packers penalized 10 times for 67 yards. Matt LaFleur.
I was disappointed with the number of penalties and just self-inflicted wounds that we had, and you can't do that against a really good football team.
The Packers now 6-3 heading into the bye. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell at a loss for words after losing to the Iowa Hawkeyes 42-10.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. Just the same kind of thing you said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better.
The Badgers fall to 5-4. Baseball Brewers outfielder Sal Frelick and second baseman Bryce Terang each named Gold Glove winners. The team declined closer Devin Williams' option for next season, although he remains on the roster for now. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If you want to know what California banker Eric Hovde really thinks, all we need to do is listen to his own words.
On repealing the Affordable Care Act, Eric Hovde said,
"We have to try to defund every aspect of Obamacare."
On Social Security, Hovde said he absolutely supports cuts.
Absolutely.
And on raising the retirement age, Hovde says,
"You have to start changing the retirement age."
So now, when greedy banker Eric Hovde, who owns a $7 million California beach home, says he supports a new $4 trillion tax break for rich guys like himself,
we know it's Wisconsin families who'll pay for those Hovde tax breaks. With a 28% cut in Social Security, a 25% cut in Medicare,
and a 40% cut in veterans benefits.
It's all true, because Eric Hovde is already on the record.
California banker Hovde has always been in this for himself, and now it's going to cost us.
Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
JCPenney has more gifts, bigger savings for every holiday wish list. Celebrate the season that never stops giving. From denim to diamonds, PJs to perfume, and mixers to massagers, we're giving you more options than ever at a value that helps you give a little extra. Looking for more bright ideas? We've got the big brands everyone wants. From Levi's to Legos, there's more to love for them and you. All the deals, all the feels, all the gifts to go around. JCPenney, make it count.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm possible today. Our high 59 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 39 tomorrow. It is going to be cloudy with more rain likely and a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
98Q Country.
Girl, you know I love talking to you on the phone. I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was holding, holding onto you so tight under that porch light. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight.
I got a couple hundred pictures of your pretty face on my phone, on my dash, all over the place. But I would drive a million miles just to see that little smile in real life. Baby, it's worth the drive, you're worth the drive. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, now girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was holding, holding onto you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Gotta get a little moonlight kiss. Girl, I can't help it when I feel like this. There's only one thing to do. Baby, I'm missing you. I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look
look out your window, you'll see my lights, baby. Girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was holding, holding on to you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight.
Country.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. With I Love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blows. This is my town. Yeah, this is my town. My town.
There ain't much going on here since they closed the mill. But that whistle still blows every day at noon. Bunch of us still go down to the diner. I wonder if that interstate's still coming through. But come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ, well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my town.
Yeah. Where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blows with my old man. Where I came back to settle down. Where they're putting me in the ground. This is my town. Yeah, this is my town. My town. That rusty tractor, you can't miss it, it's sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower, and that's Jenny with a baby in the car. Oh, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ, and if we want to see, we better leave right now, and maybe later. Me and O.T. Roll will show you around our town.
Yeah.
98Q Country.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got maybe 300,000. You only get so much until it's gone. Duracell's in a mag light, a needle drop on a 45 are the kind of things that only last so long. When the new wears off and they get to getting old, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. They say nothing lasts forever, but they ain't seen us together. After years of shift work, all fading out like I always knew they would. The strings on this guitar, the first love lost on a young heart, those things are gonna break after the getting's good. Cause the new wears off and they get to getting old. Yeah, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. They say nothing lasts forever, but they ain't seen us together, or the way the moonlight dances in your eyes. Just a t-shirt in the kitchen with no makeup and a million other things that I can look at my whole life. A love like that makes a man have second thoughts. But they ain't seen us together, or the way the moonlight dances in your eyes. And I know there'll be that moment the good Lord calls one of us home, and one won't have the other by their side. But heaven knows that that won't last too long. Maybe some.
With Luke Combs and Forever After All. Well, other than the rain showers, we got a mild day ahead for today with temperatures rising to about 56. We are waking up to 40. What were we at here? Where were we at? 49. Hate is a strong word. I dislike it very much when my weather gets moved around. It's been moved around, and one of these days I'm just going to have to take the time to just go after something better. And make it better. 56 is our forecasted high. We'll call it 48 right now. Some on and off rain showers. You may be able to take the umbrella, though, and still get out for a walk. The dog doesn't care. Dog doesn't care about the rain. It's just you, right? Dog, we'll go. The dog will go. So if you can do it, the dog can do it. We have election day tomorrow, of course. We encourage you to get out, cast your ballot if you're unsure of, you know, all the regulations of, you know, where to vote and all that stuff. civicmedia.us/vote, and that's got all the statewide regulations and stuff. So get out, cast your ballot tomorrow, and we will I'm sure have a little bit of that with ABC News at the top of the hour through the day, just a little bit. The Packers laid an egg yesterday. Well, they laid an egg because the Lions are really good. The Lions, how about this stat? Have you seen the Jared Goff stat? In the last six games, the quarterback for the Lions, in the last six games, he has 28 touchdowns and 24 incompletions. He has more touchdowns than he does incomplete passes in the last two games. And I can tell you right now, at least two of those passes are tipped, because I know the Viking game, the Vikings tipped a couple passes that would have been complete if they hadn't tipped them. The Lions offensive line and Jared Goff are in a groove right now. They're in a groove, and they're taking care of business. It's an incredible stat. 28 touchdowns, 24 incompletions over the last six games. Wow. We will get to more news and sports. We'll talk a little volleyball. We'll talk a little high school football. We'll talk a little cross country. Area teams involved with that over the weekend. We'll get to all that in just a little bit, but we need a little words of wisdom to get us moving as we focus on the family.
When important moments in American history come to mind, you probably think of people with power and influence, big names like Lincoln or Roosevelt. But history is often shaped by ordinary people like you and me. That's especially true when it comes to the privilege of voting. The upcoming election is an opportunity for you to influence the direction of the country. It's not an overstatement to say that the future of America is always on the ballot. The values that govern our republic are always up for grabs. If you don't participate and help shape them, other people will. The trouble is, each election cycle, millions of voters stay home, believing their vote has no bearing on the outcome. Imagine what might happen if each of those people actually voted instead. A million drops of water have little power by themselves, but together, they can carve canyons through solid rock. When you and I come together on Election Day and make our voices heard, amazing things happen. We're not just flipping levers and choosing candidates. We're shaping the values that propel our country into the future as well. It was Abraham Lincoln who said, "Elections belong to the people. If they decide to turn their back on the fire and burn their behinds, they'll have to sit on their blisters." Well, your vote really does have power, but only if you use it. So get out there and vote. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
If you want to know what California banker Eric Hovde really thinks, all we need to do is listen to his own words.
On repealing the Affordable Care Act, Eric Hovde said,
"We have to try to defund every aspect of Obamacare."
On Social Security, Hovde said he absolutely supports cuts.
Absolutely.
And on raising the retirement age, Hovde says,
"You have to start changing the retirement age."
So now, when greedy banker Eric Hovde, who owns a $7 million California beach home, says he supports a new $4 trillion tax break for rich guys like himself,
we know it's Wisconsin families who'll pay for those Hovde tax breaks, with a 28% cut in Social Security, a 25% cut in Medicare,
and a 40% cut in veterans benefits.
It's all true, because Eric Hovde is already on the record.
California banker Hovde has always been in this for himself, and now it's going to cost us.
Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Northwoods Community Credit Union encourages you to be a voter.
Be a voter. Voting is cool, be a voter. It's the coolest thing to do.
As Election Day gets closer, be sure you're registered and know your polling location. Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland.
Be a voter. It's the coolest thing to do.
This message from Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving the community since 1953.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Transform the look of your home with a new ideal garage door. Garage doors have one of the highest return on investment on your home's value. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Cruise weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs, but too few can access or afford them. Hers is changing that. At forhers.com/start, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans tailored to you, like GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredients as Ozempic and Wegovy, or oral medications at a fraction of the price. That's right. You'll save up to 89% per month on compounded semaglutide based on pricing through Hers, the same active ingredient as the name brand drug at 89% less. There's no hidden fees and no membership fees, just one low, transparent price. And the process is 100% online. If prescribed, your personalized plan ships free directly to your door. Get started at forhers.com/start to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans that put you first. That's forhers.com/start. FORHERS.com/start.
98Q Country.
Girl, when you called it quits, you could have done it right. You could have left the sound out of.